This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Iran shot down a U.S. drone Thursday in an incident Iranian officials said happened over the country's territory. But U.S. officials say it took place in international airspace. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guard says the drone downing sends a clear message to America.
General Hossein Salami also said that Iran does not have any intention for war with any country, but we are ready for war. His speech was carried live on Iranian state television shortly after U.S. and Iranian officials acknowledged the shooting down of the drone.
Tensions between the two countries have increased with attacks against oil tankers in the region that the U.S. blames on Iran, but which Iran says it did not carry out. Chinese President Xi Jinping is in North Korea, strengthening ties with its ally. Xi arrived Thursday for the two-day trip. Xi's talks with Kim Jong-un will likely include a discussion about the negotiations between the United States and North Korea about its nuclear program. A former North Korean diplomat says Xi is acting as mediator between Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump. Here's Tae Young Ho.
If Kim Jong-un succeeds in convincing President Trump to make a deal on a past North Korea's nuclear facilities and succeed in keeping the current nuclear missiles for another few years, then it would mean to North Korea that North Korea can be accepted as a new nuclear state in this region. That is the basic, I think, game plan for North Korea.
This is the first visit by a Chinese leader to North Korea in 14 years. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is visiting Washington Thursday to discuss trade issues with President Trump. This comes a day after the Mexican Senate ratified a new trade deal with Canada and the U.S. Wednesday's 114-4 vote in Mexico was overwhelmingly in favor of the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. President of Mexico Andrés Manuel López Obrador.
Y la pobreza. Ahora.
He said the new commercial relations with the U.S. will lead to foreign investment and jobs in Mexico. Mexico is the first country to approve the USMCA, the replacement for the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he welcomes Wednesday's indictment of four suspects in the 2014 shoot down of a Malaysian jet and expects Russia to cooperate with the probe. International investigators identified the suspects as three Russians and a Ukrainian. Prosecutors have charged all four with murder. Investigators used wiretaps, radar images, and social media to zero in on the suspects. Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur was blown out of the sky over eastern Ukraine on July 17, 2014, killing all 298 people on board. The acting head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection is urging the Senate to vote yes next week on emergency funding to provide better care for migrants, especially the children who have crossed the southern border. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner John Sanders tells the Associated Press he was deeply impacted by the 16-year-old Guatemalan boy who died last month on a concrete bench in a holding cell from complications from the flu, the fifth child to die in custody this year. Sanders says this proves they're not equipped for medical care or nursing sick children. And he's worried more will die if Congress doesn't approve $4.6 billion in emergency funding. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
New Zealand has launched a six-month gun buyback program aimed at ridding the country of semi-automatic weapons. Those are the kind banned after the March massacre at two mosques in Christchurch. The buyback plan launched Thursday will compensate gun owners up to 95% of the original cost. The Iraqi army on Wednesday said it is investigating a series of mysterious rocket attacks on military bases hosting U.S. personnel and an oil field linked to the U.S. oil giant ExxonMobil. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
A VOA1. VOA1. The best music now.